Bells rang in Boston today after a moment of silence at 2:49 this afternoon. Today is the third anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings. It's being marked with similar remembrances and public service projects. Many of those injured in the bombings gathered earlier today for an interfaith service at the Old South Church in Boston, organized by the Massachusetts Resiliency Center. It's been working with them since the bombings. Dr. Kermit Crawford is executive director of the Resiliency Center. We spoke earlier today about the progress made and the challenges remaining for survivors of the bombings.
Whenever there's a human-caused disaster, it's much more, all things being equal, much more difficult to recover from than a natural disaster for any number of reasons. The arbitrariness of it is something that can happen anytime. There's no warning when these types of things happen. And when they happen in other places, such as San Bernardino or Brussels or Paris or in a number of other places, then that can also trigger the impact on individuals here. We're at the anniversary. This is usually a difficult time as a trigger for a number of people who had gone through what they went through 3 years ago now.
How would you explain to those of us who have not had to deal with such an enormous event how far people have come and what makes the difference in resiliency among some survivors versus others based on what you're seeing?
I would say that overall, folks are doing well. There are some exceptions. When they get to a place that they're able to do many of the things that they did pre the tragedy of April 15th, 2013, and that they get to a place that they want to give back and help others, then that's a really strong indication that they've made significant progress in their own recovery.
Is there a commonality among those who have been able to move ahead and those who haven't?
The commonality in many of these people might be a commitment to moving beyond being a victim. It might be the faith that they have, and faith is important, and hope is a really important aspect of their recovery.
So when you talk about faith, you're not talking necessarily about spiritual faith or religious faith?
I think in many instances, yes. That's not the only faith that many people have, faith in belief in getting better. But the spiritual faith can be an important aspect.
Do you think the track to healing has become easier since Jahar Tsarnaev was put in jail?
I'm not sure, because if you talk to many of the survivors, there's no closure. Just talk with a survivor this morning, and the survivor relayed to me that she or he has a difficult time anytime court is mentioned, anytime the trial is mentioned, anytime the convicted bomber's name or his brother's name is mentioned, whenever the trial is mentioned. It's a very difficult time, and again, there's no closure.
And 3 years on, what are the other barriers that would be inhibiting recovery?
When incidents happen in other places, other countries, other cities, when there are other types of issues that might be involved, such as substance use or such as other medical kinds of challenges.
Dr. Crawford, one more question. How many of the survivors that you know of want to attend the marathon, either as runners or spectators? And do you think that's an important thing to do in their healing?
Well, for many people, it's important to face those things for which you fear, but only when you're ready.
So you don't necessarily encourage it?
Well, I encourage individuals to make their own decision as to what's going to be helpful for them. That many of these people know what they need to be able to further their recovery. If they are ready, it would not be a bad thing to face any fears that they have.
Dr. Kermit Crawford, thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa.
Dr. Crawford is executive director of the Massachusetts Resiliency Center. It's been helping address the emotional toll of the marathon bombings on those who were injured and their families.